I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. Alice Allison Dunnigan was the first African-American female correspondent at the White House and the first Black female member of the Senate and House of Representatives press galleries. Alice Allison Dunnigan was born on April 27, 1906, in Russellville, Kentucky, to Willie and Lena Pittman Allison. Alice was of Black, Native American, and white descent, with connections to both slave and slave-owning families. Though her father was a sharecropper and her mother took in laundry for a living, the Dunnigan family was unusually well off compared to other Black families in the area. They owned their own land, and they had a large home that they expanded on over the years. At the age of 4, she began attending school one day a week and learned to read before starting the first grade. At age 13, she started writing one-sentence news items for the local newspaper, and she completed the 10 years of education available to Blacks in the segregated Russellville school system. In 1925, Alice married tobacco farmer Charles Dunnigan. However, she felt burdened by the farming lifestyle and soon left the marriage. She began teaching in the Todd County school system in Russellville while taking courses in journalism at Tennessee A&I University. She quickly realized that her students were almost completely unaware of the historical contributions that African Americans had made to the state of Kentucky. So she began preparing Kentucky fact sheets to supplement their work. The sheets were later collected and turned into a manuscript in 1939, but were not published until 1982 under the title of The Fascinating Story of Black Kentuckians, Their Heritage and Tradition. In 1936, at the beginning of World War II, Dunnigan juggled a freelance writing position for the Chicago, Illinois branch of the American Negro Press and night courses at Howard University studying statistics and economics. In 1946, she took a job writing for the Chicago Defender. She started working full-time at the American Negro Press and eventually secured a Capitol Press pass. With that, she was able to cover news events of the Congress, which were generally kept off limits to most reporters, the public, and especially women and African Americans. She became the first African American to gain a congressional press pass. In 1948, Dunnigan was one of three African Americans and one of two women in the press corps that covered the campaign of President Truman. During her years of covering the White House, she frequently asked questions regarding the civil rights movement and the plight of Black America. During her years covering the White House, she suffered many of the racial indignities of the time, but she also earned a reputation as a hard-hitting reporter. She was barred from entering certain establishments to cover President Eisenhower. In 1953, she was barred from covering a speech given by President Eisenhower in a whites-only theater and was forced to sit with the servants to cover Ohio Senator Robert Taft's funeral. In 1960, Dunnigan officially left the American Negro Press Galleries for a full-time position on Lyndon Johnson's campaign for the Democratic nomination. She also worked for Johnson when he served as vice president and later in the Johnson presidential administration. Between 1966 and 1967, she was an information specialist for the Department of Labor. Dunnigan also served as an associate editor with the President's Commission on Youth Opportunity in 1967. She retired from government service in 1970. After retirement, she wrote an autobiography, A Black Woman's Experience from Schoolhouse to White House, which was published in 1974. On May 6, 1983, Alice Dunnigan died in Washington, D.C. of ischemic bowel disease. She was 77 years old. In 1985, 2 years after her death, Alice was inducted into the Black Journalist Hall of Fame. Join me next week and every week on this station, on our Facebook page, Instagram, and now on Robert West Radio as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.